This is NPR. This is WMUK's Afternoon Edition. I'm Lorraine Caron. Stay tuned for Artbeat, coming up on Afternoon Edition. First, a conversation with William Sherrato and Teresa Asenzo, two Kalamazoo artists who have created a book called Flight. Sherrato says the book was born when words that he wrote and drawings by Asenzo were put together.
When I'd originally written the text, I started imagining that they really did need some type of movement along with them. And that really got me thinking about the drawings, and I knew that she had done some drawings of birds, and that's when that part started to come together. So she saw the text and pretty much took it from there.
What was the purpose of your text in the first place? You were writing a story for children, or?
What I wanted to do is write a story that was removed from the current context, so it was way back in time, so that it'd be more of a mythological content. I really wanted it to have more of a enduring quality to it, a timeless quality, and take it back to a place where people wouldn't be distracted by current visions of what a city is like. And so that was really the starting point for really getting a basis for the story and giving it a setting. It's probably a combination of maybe two or three different events and experiences that all came together and were combined into the story. Not really specifically for children or adults. I found that when I wrote it, children liked to hear the story just because it seemed like a nice story to them. But on the other hand, it had a lot of underlying meanings that adults could look at and think about.
Yeah, it's really, I've only read it once. It's a fairly short book, but I really was left with a lot of questions at the end, you know. What am I supposed to be taking from this? I need to read it many more times, I think, to really.
Yes, it's meant to have a number of different levels, both in terms of how you can compare different characters in the story and birds. For example, you could just focus on the relationship between the birds, but another primary way of looking at it is to take the entire village and contrast that new relationship to the birds. So I was hoping that there'd be multiple levels that people could explore with it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe before we go too much further, we should maybe kind of, Bill, have you kind of set up what the book's about, and then Teresa's going to read a short section from it.
Well, as I mentioned, it's a story that takes place in some undefined time, centuries ago perhaps, more of an agrarian type of a setting, where things are very basic and somewhat primitive, where the village finds very unexpectedly the arrival of two birds. And in the book, it talks about how enormous the birds are. These are mythological creatures in terms of their proportions.
Okay. And Teresa's going to read a short section.
One summer, there was a subtle but noticeable rise in temperature. A slight variation in the bird's pattern provided less shade, and eventually more unwanted rainfall. As quickly as they had appeared, and with exquisite nuance, the bird's regular but distinct patterns of flight became increasingly similar. Neither bird relinquished entirely its familiar routine, but instead exaggerated its movements, deviating with bursts of energy with sharp and unexpected turns, steep banks, and furious descent to the treetops. The birds maneuvered closer together. Briefly, they would separate, fly in opposite directions, and make graceful turns which brought them racing together, veering at the last instant, displaying outstretched talons. During a devastating collision, the village watched this unprecedented display of movement that was so unexpected and out of character, yet continued through the months.
I think one of my favorite drawings of the book is the one where the birds are coming together and they clench their talons.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the drawings a little bit.
Sure.
This is graphite, so basically like a pencil
mm-hmm.
type of a drawing. Sorry, I'm not an artist.
Yeah, it's all done in pencil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And have you always been drawing birds, or what other kind of art do you do?
Well, no, actually I had done a lot of larger abstract paintings for a long time, but then probably a couple of years before I met Bill, I started working with some images that worked mostly with women and birds together. And so when I had read the text by him, I found it quite moving and was interested in not only the birds, but in terms of the contrast and the lighting in the story, the imagery. And so I thought it would be wonderful to see the story illustrated.
Yeah.
And it was nice because basically he allowed me to interpret the story in any way that I found easy or suitable. We talked about it.
Now, you guys were telling me that this project started quite some time ago, and you've learned a lot in the process of putting this book together, which is, I'm probably not going to describe it accurately, but it's on a real heavyweight kind of paper, and it's hand-bound. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a gorgeous book, and I understand you really went quite a bit of trouble and expense to get this put together.
Yes, what we found out is there really is a world of difference between writing and drawing and then making a decision to actually publish something as opposed to turning it over to a publisher.
Yeah.
And both of us had some real clear ideas about integrating what we thought was a very nice story, very fine drawings, and wanted to integrate that into a very high quality binding that just had some substance. It had some texture, so there was a lot of thought to the texture and the embossing and the hardcover, even the padding to give it a softness, the page layouts in terms of making original paragraph initials. So we, even the thread, picked out the thread. And yeah, so it was really every detail. We wanted that to match what we felt the book had inside. But it's a world of difference publishing it and finding out who you have to contact and what the ups and downs are to all those different processes, the printing, the binding, the photographic reproductions.
So you guys really learned a lot about that end of the publishing world, and yet you're willing to do it again. You're working on another book.
The printing is difficult to fix. That was probably the hardest part. We had worked with a printer who did a really excellent job. But that was the hardest part, because the drawings were in graphite, and there's a lot of reflection.
And the nice thing about the graphite that I like so much is you get such nice contrast, and you're able to get such good detail.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really makes for an extraordinary picture. And even these don't do justice to the originals. But using that graphite gave us the contrast and detail that I particularly like about the book.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the original drawings that you did, Teresa, that are reproduced in the book, they've now been framed and they're on display at the Nature Center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The opening is the 28th of December from 4 to 8.
Yeah. So people can see the originals and see what Bill was just talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The text will be accompanying the drawings slowly, side by side, so you can read it as you move through the exhibit.
Now, we're going to have the formal opening on the 20th out there with the reception, although the prints and text will be up at the exhibit out at the Nature Center, I believe, on the 16th.
Mm-hmm. So starting on the 16th.
Starting the 16th, and then we'll have a reception on the 20th out there.
And then they'll be on display through January 12th. Okay. That's good to know. And people can also purchase prints of the, they can buy the book. And they can also buy prints of the original drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've got the last three drawings in the book were of particular interest to us in terms of being reproduction, so we have those available, the last three from the series.
Mm-hmm. So what have you guys learned from this whole experience? I mean, you're a psychologist and an author, Bill, and... Well, you're both professors here at Western, and you're an artist, and you published a book and you know, took it from the beginning to the very end. What was there more to this than you thought there would be in terms of what you guys have each taken from it?
I think there was quite a bit more. It did not go nearly as smoothly as one would hope or fantasize ahead of time, just because you really do have to contact a number of different places, find out just exactly what type of work they do, and make decisions about how people work together and can they make adjustments all along the way. So it's quite a detailed process and something that probably people need to consider because it's so different when you either write or you do artistic work and then take on something so entirely different to just the process of publishing something.
Teresa Asenzo and William Sherrato created the book Flight, which is available at many area stores. A public reception for the artist is being held Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. Funding for Afternoon Edition is provided in part by financial contributors to WMUK in Kalamazoo. Additional support comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Authorities in Orlando, Florida are still looking for a female lion that escaped yesterday from a popular tourist attraction. The lion is declawed but still has her fangs. Officials have gone door-to-door warning residents not to go near the lion if they see it.